In his first full-scale news conference in more than 5 months yesterday, President Bush criticized Israel's latest military offensive against the Palestinians. In dealing with nations such as Iraq, the president said the U.S. needs to keep all options open, including the use of small nuclear weapons. The 45-minute session with the White House press corps also included a last-ditch effort by the president on behalf of a judicial nominee who is expected to be rejected by a Senate committee later today. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The news conference began with a pitch for Charles Pickering, a nominee to be a federal appeals court judge who's in danger of being Mr. Bush's first judicial pick to be rejected. Democrats say Pickering has a poor record on civil rights. The president countered yesterday with this.
Unfortunately, we are seeing a disturbing pattern, where too often judicial confirmations are being turned into ideological battles that delay justice and hurt our democracy.
That's a similar argument to the one Bill Clinton used against Republicans who opposed his nominees when he was president. But when Mr. Bush opened the floor to questions yesterday, reporters changed the subject to the Middle East. The White House has frequently criticized the Palestinians and Yasser Arafat over the past year. But yesterday, the subject of the president's disapproval was Israel and its latest military offensive.
Frankly, it's not helpful what the Israelis have recently done in order to create conditions for peace. I understand someone trying to defend themselves and to fight terror, but the recent actions aren't helpful.
Vice President Cheney is currently in the Middle East, where Arab nations have voiced strong objections to any U.S. military action against Iraq. The president said part of Cheney's mission is to remind people of the danger Iraq poses to the rest of the world.
This is a nation run by a man who is willing to kill his own people by using chemical weapons, a man who won't let inspectors into the country, a man who's obviously got something to hide, and he is a problem, and we're going to deal with him.
The White House has faced criticism from home and abroad this week, thanks to a leaked report detailing proposals to develop smaller nuclear weapons for possible use in preemptive strikes. The report lists 7 nations, including Russia, China, Iraq, and Syria, as potential targets for preemptive strikes. Asked about that, the president said he's committed to reducing the number of nuclear warheads, but also stressed that a nuclear arsenal exists to deter an attack.
We've got all options on the table because we want to make it very clear to nations that you will not threaten the United States or use weapons of mass destruction against us or our allies or friends.
The president again warned that the war on terrorism will be lengthy and that people should be prepared for more American casualties. Asked if he worries about where Osama bin Laden might be, he said no, that the war is not about one person.
I was concerned about him when he had taken over a country. I was concerned about the fact that he was basically running Afghanistan, kind of calling the shots for the Taliban. But you know, once we set out the policy and started executing the plan, we shoved him out more and more on the margins.
The president was also asked about reports that a flight school in Florida just this week received in the mail from the Immigration and Naturalization Service a notice that student visas had been granted for 2 men who had studied at the flight school last summer. The government says that those 2 men were among the hijackers who flew planes into the World Trade Center on September 11th.
Well, it got my attention this morning when I read about that. I was stunned. And not happy. Let me put it another way. I was plenty hot.
The president said it was a wake-up call and said it's another sign of the reforms that need to be made at the INS. Although the president has never shown much eagerness for such public exchanges with the press, he seemed to enjoy yesterday's event. He was somber at times, but also laced his responses with humor and often called reporters by the nicknames he had given them during his presidential campaign. But in the end, there was no indication that such news conferences would be any more frequent in the future. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.